So closing down your eyes, begin to allow yourself to slow down and to connect to your heart and to a softness and a gentleness that lives and dwells in your heart. To help you with this relaxation, I want you to focus on the feeling of being soothed. Almost like perhaps when you were a baby, and that sense of being held, that sense of feeling safe. So we're going to take 7 deep, soothing breaths. And each breath is sending reassurance and sending love towards yourself. As slowly we start to ignite the compassion itself. So when you're ready and in your own time, just take a full breath into the belly. Make it as deep as you can, focusing on this soothing softness, and exhale. Allow your body to really relax now. Feeling safe and secure, soft and gentle. Breathing in for 6, slowing everything down. And then again, exhaling fully. Really focusing on this sense of being soothed. Perhaps you can imagine times when you have soothed someone you love, and the tone of voice that you might have. So let's start to imagine that voice now, that my voice becomes your own, a soft, kind, wise, authoritative voice that wants the best for you. Soothing and softening as we go to 5 deep breaths. Good, you're doing great. Slowing everything down now. Softly and gentle. Start to imagine something really soft, like a feather or a snowflake. Something that's soft. Perhaps a fluffy blanket. Something comforting now. Just allow yourself to allow yourself to settle on that image. As you breathe in for 4, and you're relaxing more and more. And the more that you relax, the safer you feel, the more secure, the more relaxed, the more safe. Deep breath for 3 now. Just notice everything softening, your whole body melting into the support, into my voice. And if your mind wanders, that's okay. Just gently bring it back to the softness inside. For 2, deeper and deeper now, so relaxed. And final breath for 1. deep as you can, make it so deep, and then slow, long exhale. Now in your heart center, bring all of your attention and awareness. You can place your hand there if you like, it can help as we start to make that connection. And really start to allow an image of your compassionate self start to emerge. I want you to focus on the quality of wisdom. That there is a part of you that is very, very wise. A part of you that can take accountability and see things clearly. A part of you that operates without judgment or blame. A part of you that can be impartial and get perspective and offer wise counsel to others. Start to really tune into this part of yourself because it is there. You are wise. And then just notice that this wisdom leads to a sense of being authoritative and a sense of leading yourself. This assertiveness, this confidence, this ability to trust yourself. That you can trust and rely on your own wisdom. That can sometimes be very strong, direct, proactive, and then other times it can be softer, leading with softness and gentleness. And then you imagine that this, your compassionate self, is glowing with kindness, it's radiating with warmth. Really start to visualize yourself. Perhaps you can imagine when you're speaking to a loved one, a child, a friend, that you find it really easy to be compassionate towards, that you want to help and alleviate their suffering, but you're able to hold space for it without trying to fix it, that you can accept this person as they are. So your compassionate self now starts to wake up a little bit. You start to realize that within you, you have all the kindness that you need. And that inner critic, that harsh voice, starts to soften and dissipate through this wise, authoritative, and kind self that is within you. Visualize them, see them, how do they speak? See them go through their day. See them cope with challenges. See them remain calm in the face of chaos. See them and smile. See them and feel the gratitude for them. That they are you and you are them. And the compassionate self is alive, healthy, and well in your heart. The compassionate self looks for joy and health and happiness. Compassionate self is not afraid of anger or sadness or fear. For they are wise, authoritative, and kind. So hold on to this image. Keep coming back to it. Embody it. Feel it fully in your body. How you stand, how you walk, how you talk. Really hold on to this image like you're taking a photograph. You're placing it right there in your heart as a reference point. This is you, the compassionate self, your compassionate self. And breathe into them, feel them. Feel the power that you have, the strength that you have, the truth of who you are. Just keeping that in a moment. Now I'm going to count slowly upwards from 1 to 3. We'll allow the scene to remain strong within the heart, so that when you open your eyes, you're opening them through the compassion itself. You look at the world through the lens of compassion to yourself and to others. So when you're ready and in your own time, a deep breath in for 1, exhale fully for 2. Remember that softness, it's still there, that reassurance, that safety. Exhale. Now our third and deepest breath yet, right into the belly. Hold it at the top, open up your eyes, open, open, open the eyes, keep them open, and exhale fully. Slowly releasing, smiling. Well done.